Zoran Mamdani came out of nowhere with less money, less fame, beat the Democratic establishment, beat Mario Cuomo. I should say Andrew Cuomo, son of Mario Cuomo, known in New York. Is that a good thing for the Democratic Party?
Well, he ran a tremendous race. He outworked the opposition. He out-communicated the opposition. He out-organized the opposition. And I think one of the things that was key about what he was able to do is that he ran directly at the issue of affordability and a whole host of other issues that I would normally talk about with any Democratic nominee. I think one of the things that we'll continue to try to do at the national level is to lean in aggressively to Donald Trump's failure to address the high cost of living for the American people.
I gotta
tell you,
Democrats
want to do something about it.
Respectfully, I see the pivot. You know, you're good at this. That's how you got this job. But then I got to rephrase the question. You're not ready yet to say whether it's a good thing. You want to meet with him. You want to kick the tires. At this juncture, you're not ready to say that this turnout, this energy that he tapped in New York is good for the party yet.
Oh, no, listen. I mean, I think that when you can increase the electorate, particularly as it relates to parts of the electorate that came out in significant numbers, which...
Yeah, we'll stop there. That's Hakeem Jeffries, the top-ranking Democrat in the House, giving another one of his now routine non-answers. When you can increase the electorate as it relates to parts of the electorate that come out in significant numbers, I mean, that's Kamala-ese. That's a Kamala sentence. When you can increase the electorate in parts of the electorate that are increasing. We've got literally a male form of Kamala here. They're technically known as tautologies. A is true because A is true. It's literally saying the same thing in not so different ways. And it's a radical recursiveness that when people hear it, like from Kamala, they know they're being lied to. That's why Kamala crashed and broke. Well, one of the reasons why she did. And that's why the Democratic Party, I think, as a whole is crashing in burning. Instead of just answering tough questions about his party's failures and controversies like this Mamdani guy, as you just saw there, Jeffries dodges, he deflects, he pivots, refusing to give a straight answer about the scandals engulfing his colleagues and members of his own party. That's not leadership. That's evasion. And it's exactly why voters are losing faith in the Democrats. We've been talking a lot about this of late, but the numbers surrounding the Democrat Party are dire. First, they have the lowest favorability rating on record. I mean, according to CNN, the Democrats' favorability rating has plummeted into the 20s. It's the lowest CNN has seen since 1992. Among their own supporters, over half say their party leadership is taking them in the wrong direction. There's unprecedented pessimism in their ranks. Only about a third of Democrats are actually optimistic about their party's future, down from nearly 60% last year. There's unprecedented internal chaos. So in battleground states, particularly like Florida, which is now deep red. But I mean, you've got Democrats, the top ranking Democrat in the Florida legislature, leaving the party. He's left the party. He's now an independent because he said basically the Florida Democrat Party is completely dead. And that's exactly the kind of pattern we're seeing across the country. They're hemorrhaging voters, particularly young and working class voters. They were once considered the backbone of the party, young voters, working class Americans. They're now all shifting right in mass. And the Democrat margins among non-white voters are eroding. And of course, young men as a whole, all across the racial demographics are trending conservative. And then, of course, you have just this massive economic disconnect where Democrats in polls now, Democrats are trailing Republicans by double digits on economic issues. And their historic advantage with the middle class voter, it's absolutely vanished. And so this is why Hakeem Jeffries, you know, in all due respect to the guy, I mean, he's got an impossible job before him. He literally has no political resources to draw from to try to mount an effective opposition against Trump. Everything, every viable political issue right now is MAGA-based. Everyone. Biden and Kamala completely wrecked the nation and left the party in shambles. Every viable political issue is a MAGA issue. Border security, mass deportations, tax cuts, the revitalization of our manufacturing industry, energy independence, bilateral trade deals, tariffs continue to remain are very popular among working class voters, keeping biological men out of women's sports, ending DEI, doging departments and agencies, every viable political issue is a MAGA issue. Jeffries has nothing. And so that's why instead of offering solutions, he's performing political theater. He's giving these marathon, boring marathon speeches on the House floor that's even causing members of his own party to literally fall asleep right behind him. He's posting photos of himself wielding a stupid baseball bat, promising to fight Trump. I mean, the move was so cringe that it was mocked and as utterly ridiculous, even by fellow Democrats. And more Democrats are, frankly, they're just questioning his leadership, with internal polling showing deep voter dissatisfaction with Hakeem and a complete breakdown in confidence regarding the party's direction and future. And so what's happening? Well, what's happening, gang, bottom line, is we're seeing the Democrat Party collapsing in real time. They've got no clear leader. The party has no national figure who can unite the base and inspire the country. They're riddled with infighting and defections. You have high-profile resignations. Public spats are common, with leaders openly criticizing each other. They're losing the culture war. Wokeness is killing them, causing them to hemorrhage support among key demographics, especially young men and working-class voters. And they have completely failed messaging. Instead of addressing real issues like crime, inflation, border security, Democrats are focused on political stunts and pivoting to blame Republicans. Again, here's the bottom line. The Democrat Party is in the deepest hole it's seen in nearly half a century. One top Democrat strategist put it this way. Democrats are losing working class voters. Their margins among non-white voters are vanishing. And young voters are abandoning them. Something is deeply wrong inside the Democrat Party. And so with the 2026 midterms looming, Democrats are facing a map stacked against them, a shrinking voter base, and a leadership crisis. And if current trends hold, Republicans could actually expand their majority and reshape American politics for generations. With non-answers like you just heard at the very beginning of this video, with even the legacy media calling him out, things look like they're only going to be going from bad to worse for the Democrats. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. God bless, guys.